AccuWeather forecast, a mixture of clouds and sun, high today around 78. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen raising expectations about an interest rate hike as soon as maybe next month. Speaking at an annual gathering of bankers today in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Yellen cited an improving economy and strengthening labor market. Also said the Fed expects continued moderate growth in the economy over the next few years. The company that developed the EpiPens now claims that it will make them a little bit easier to purchase, while also expanding the group of patients who are eligible for financial assistance. But a UW Law School professor claims the big bucks are still being passed.
What that means is if you're on an insurance plan that provides for drug coverage, it's going to be your insurer that will be stuck with the big bill, and that's going to come back and hit everyone with increased insurance premiums.
Professor Peter Karstensen notes that the Mylan company reacted quickly to the furor over the jacked-up price for its auto-injectors for people with serious allergies, while its CEO got a multi-million-dollar raise at the same time. City of Racine and the Central Racine County Health Department's putting out reminders about a bat captured in Racine County, testing positive for rabies, and there are ways to prevent becoming a victim. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
There was no known human or animal exposure to the rabid bat, but a joint news release does not indicate where in the county it was found. Between 2010 and 2014, four bats tested positive for rabies in Racine County, according to the Wisconsin Division of Health Services, which notes bats are the most likely carriers of the virus, but it can also be carried by skunks, foxes, raccoons, livestock, dogs, and cats. The most effective ways to reduce exposure to rabies include keeping animals vaccinated, reducing the stray animal population by spaying and neutering dogs and cats, staying away from wild animals, and taking steps to keep bats out of homes. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Better watch your speed along Racine County Highway G east of Highway S, because not only have some changes been approved by the county board, there'll also likely be some enforcement efforts in that area. Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson telling supervisors how a new resident in that area voiced some concern about some of the speed of the vehicles, said the drivers are going to have to pay a little bit more attention to the speed reduction zones with the new signage that'll be going up based on the ordinance amendments.
What we have done is, by way of this ordinance, taking it through our committee, we are putting up some reduced speed limit signs for certain zones that where there's some clusters of homes, but also some school-age children that are in the area. Additionally, my staff is ordering, or we've ordered, the real high visibility school bus signs that you can that you've seen around, and we will be installing all kinds of signs in that area.
The modified speed for Highway G from West Loomis Road to Highway S approved for 35 miles per hour, 45 on G southeast of the intersection with S. World's largest brewer, AB InBev, says it expects to cut about 3% of its workforce once it finally merges with rival SAB Miller.
Formerly Anheuser-Busch, the now Belgian-Brazilian multinational AB InBev says it has about 150,000 workers, while its closest rival it's set to merge with, SAB Miller, claims to have around 70,000. A 3% cut in AB InBev's workforce would put the estimated job losses at around 6,600. The company says its sales and front offices are not included in the estimate. Job losses are also expected at SAB Miller's current headquarters. The $104 billion merger deal has backing from SAB Miller's board, but still needs approval from company shareholders. I'm Scott Carr.
The Food and Drug Administration recommending that all blood banks in this country start to screen for the Zika virus. This new advisory dramatically expanding testing already in place in two Florida counties and in Puerto Rico. The recommendation coming as doctors grow increasingly concerned about how the mosquito-borne illness is spread. Police in Mississippi still looking for whoever murdered two nuns, one of them formerly from Milwaukee, found stabbed to death in a residence, and a car belonging to one of them located on an abandoned road line less than a mile from the crime scene. Reed Binion has more on this story.
A community in Mississippi in shock after the brutal murder of two nuns. Authorities discovered sisters Paula Merrill and Margaret Held stabbed to death in a residence Thursday. The sisters' violent death, a stark contrast to the compassion they displayed in life, spending decades helping the poor. Loved ones now mourning their loss.
It's sad that people come to this, whatever motivates them. I mean, you know, my aunt and sister Margaret, they live their lives to try to make the world better for the people who have nothing.
I'm Reed Binion.
Sister Margaret Held, by the way, had been with the School Sisters of St. Francis in Milwaukee 49 years before moving to Mississippi. She also spent some time at Kenosha St. Joseph's. The faith-based organization Convoy of Hope is going to be in Racine tomorrow. And along with local businesses, churches, government agencies, they're going to be hosting a community event at Walden 3 Middle and High School. Convoy of Hope and Racine community members are going to be providing free groceries, health services, haircuts, family portraits, job services, a hot meal, veteran services, and more. Also, a kids' zone. The organization says that IDs are not required to attend this. According to this group, the Convoy of Hope, the community events served more than 82,000 people last year. And to help launch the 2016-17 school year, Bombs from Skechers, in partnership with Rogan Shoes of Racine, going to be donating more than 500 pairs of new shoes to kids in need during an event next Wednesday, August 31st, with the new Knapp Elementary School. This will coincide with Knapp's open house and resource fair. This will also be the second time that Skechers and Rogan Shoes have partnered up on a gathering like this. More than 400 pairs of new shoes donated to children in Kenosha through the Boys and Girls Club last August. A revised plan for library services in Racine County and related funding sources accepted by the county board this week to cover the next few years through the Lakeshore's library system until another review is needed. Supervisor Bob Miller explained this is the result of initial contact by the State Department of Public Instruction trying to update the existing plan for the county.
The report explains how the Lakeshore library system operates. Basically, that system helps all of the libraries in Racine and Walworth County work together to serve all of the citizens of those two counties.
Miller adds that the plan's financial component amended to better reflect today's facilities uses as well as municipal budgeting.
There is a funding formula which explains how, based on use, the non-library municipalities, that is, municipalities that don't have libraries, reimburse the municipalities that do have libraries, and it's based on use.
He added to WRJN News that this new plan also no longer subtracts monetary donations to a library from its annual budget amount. Racine County has 5 municipal public libraries. They participate in that regional system, that system incorporating libraries in the other counties, which also includes now Kenosha. Kenosha Education Association has a familiar face at the helm once again, if only on an interim basis. Chris Perillo, who taught for over a dozen years in the district, was also president of the union from 2006 to 2009. The 42-year-old left to become the assistant director for the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association. Perillo telling the Kenosha News that the two teaching groups will be collaborating on issues, also trying to recruit new members. A party at the pool fundraiser to take place tomorrow afternoon and evening for the Burlington Community Pool Project. MyRacineCounty.com saying that an anonymous donor offered a matching grant of up to $25,000 on proceeds from the event, the goal to create a fund for helping to sustain the operation of either the current pool or a replacement that may follow, depending on what voters decide in the November referendum. Tomorrow's fundraiser begins with a free family swim from 1 until 4 p.m. Otherwise, it's $20 tickets available at the Chamber of Commerce, City Hall, Burlington High School, the Coffee House Restaurant, even at the pool site. Wisconsin does not charge tolls on its highways like Illinois and other states, but Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barkas says toll roads are still a possible way for the state to finance highway repairs. The Kenosha Democrat acknowledging that not everybody would approve the idea, but he noted at a Democratic function in La Crosse this week that people could always use a different road, just like his father did when he was a child. Barkas says the state needs to find sources of funding the roads and bridges. He raised the same issue back in 2014, says user fees also have to be considered if funding for Wisconsin road projects is going to be increased. The Burlington Area School District Board considering the possibility of hiring a communications coordinator, at least on a part-time basis, to help get the district's positive message out to the public, along with general information. Racine Unified's coordinator is Stacy Tapp. Kenosha Unified's is Tanya Reuter. The Burlington School Board has scheduled this issue for a potential vote in September. Hiring a communications coordinator would be in response to the district's strategic goals that are part of a study by the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. MyRacineCounty.com says this part-time position, if it's approved, might be for 20 hours a week at a salary of about $30,000, but no benefits. 2 family dogs died in a Summers house fire yesterday on the 7700 block of 38th Street. The cause still officially under investigation, though the fire may have been accidental. First arriving units found a lot of smoke coming out of the second floor. Mutual aid then requested from Pleasant Prairie, Bristol, Salem, Burlington, the town of Paris, even Newport, Illinois. It was one of the occupants of the home who called 911. Efforts were made to try and save the dogs who were found in cages on the lower level, but again, those proved unsuccessful. Otherwise, nobody got hurt. And the cause of a house fire in the western Kenosha County village of Twin Lakes remains under investigation. One of two cats evacuated by firefighters, later succumbing to smoke inhalation. That home fully engulfed when the first units arrived on Sunset Drive, the elderly residents away at the time. Mutual aid called in from other parts of the county, even northern Illinois. Kenosha News says the occupants now are having to stay in a local motel on a temporary basis, with the Red Cross offering them help. Police in Racine had some interesting moments around 9 o'clock or so this morning on the far southwest side. A man with a gun call from a parking lot on Durand Avenue just west of Lathrop. In fact, several citizens called 911 about this guy wearing a helmet, possibly military clothing, and carrying what appeared to be a rifle, maybe an assault weapon. Squads converged on the area, found this individual, quickly moving toward the east on Durand. Then he was confronted by Drexel Avenue. The gun turned out to be fake. A few collective heart-stopping moments last night in the Seattle-Dallas preseason NFL game. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo, Burlington's favorite son, on the third play of this contest, getting tackled awkwardly, grabbing for his back.
It was just a perfect, I honestly think anybody who wouldn't have a back injury would, you know, you don't want to be in that position when, you know, you're going to a slide and then all of a sudden you're crunched like that.
Romo, who missed the majority of last season with back problems, suggested it was really a good test, if nothing else.
In a weird way, I feel, you know, good about the fact that that was probably as tough a hit I took on the back as I've had in the last 5 years. So from that regard, I feel very lucky that it can hold up and you can keep going.
Romo wanted to go back into the game, in fact, after being attended to on the sideline. Head coach Jason Garrett said no. City of Racine, with Common Council approval, will be hiring a Waukesha consulting firm for an assessment of the classification and compensation program on about 150 general employee job classifications. During the Finance and Personnel Committee, City Attorney Scott Letney explained that a review of the non-reps was done about 8 years ago. A look at the rest of the employee classifications that may have been done, but nothing ever resulted from it.
They just need to go through and evaluate our positions, but they can take the survey data that they have from Kenosha, because it's a similar municipality and it's in a similar location, and put it together. So this, frankly, is probably $30,000 less than Kenosha paid. So kind of, you know, piggybacking onto what was done before.
Letney saying that the council's approval September 6th to hire that consultant at $52,000 would likely mean implementation of any recommendations in 2018 at the earliest. And Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley clarifying what his office calls conflicting information about playing Pokemon Go in the parks, saying it's brought thousands of new users into the parks, but he says the increase in traffic has unfortunately come with some bad park use etiquette that harms the prestige level of the system. He says the county has asked the developer of Pokemon Go to simply follow the documented permitting process for geocaching to share in the responsibility of maintaining these spaces. But he said to be clear, simply playing Pokemon Go does not require a permit. He adds in his news release, "We want more people to Pikachu's them today and every day." Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.